Why is it important to plan for working remotely? How can I talk to my current employer about starting to work remotely? How can I filter my job search to find remote work? Working from home might seem simple. After all, you can do it in your pajamas. But how do you find a job that lets you work from home? The truth is, even the simplest things in life require a bit of preparation and planning. Imagine, for instance, you want to make split pea soup from scratch. You don't have any peas at home, so you need to go to the grocery store to get some. What's the best way to approach grocery shopping? Whether you've got a job and want to transition into doing it remotely, or you're looking for a new job you can do remotely, you'll need to plan to make it happen. If you have a job, a plan can help you convince your employer that working remotely is a viable option. This is much better than, say, springing the idea on them and giving no insight into how it will work. On the other hand, if you're looking for a job, planning will help you solidify what exactly you're looking for and where, as well as how to market yourself, your experience, and your skills to potential remote employers. If you already have a job and want to start doing it remotely, first think through how doing your job remotely will work. If you collaborate with a team, how do you plan to maintain that collaboration when you aren't meeting with them in person? If you manage people or have a manager, how will working remotely affect this relationship? Write out all your responsibilities and tasks, aka your scope of work. Note which tasks might be difficult or different if you start working remotely. Then think about how you'll fulfill those tasks. What changes will you need to make? Be optimistic, but also realistic. If you won't be able to continue a certain task while remote, consider what tasks you might trade with a colleague to keep your workloads equal and let you remain part of the team. Next, plan your pitch to the person who will be deciding if you can start working remotely. Write how your remote work will function. A simple bulleted list is fine. Where will you be, and what hours will you work? How will you stay able to perform your tasks? How will you stay in contact with and accountable to your team? Most importantly, how will you working remotely benefit your employer? Maybe you'll have more time for tasks without a commute, or your improved work-life balance will enable you to do better work, or your new hours will facilitate better collaboration. Be ready with some concrete pros to working remote. Hold talks with your coworkers about the logistics of you working remotely. If you work with a team, discuss how you envision the arrangement, plus any insights, concerns, and ideas they have on how to make it work. Plan a series of conversations with your supervisors about how things will work. Even with a great pitch, they'll likely want to think it over and talk about it more than once before making a decision on if this setup will work and how. If you're looking for new remote work, you'll want to start your process the same way as if you were transitioning your current job, by making a list. First, think about what kind of job you'd like to do. What are your skills and what kinds of remote work could those be applied to? What experience do you have and how could this be suitable and marketable to a remote employer? Next, get your resume, profile, website with links to your work, and any other information up to date. As you do this, think about how you can highlight the skills and experience you have that make you a good candidate for remote work. If you have experience working remotely or with others who work remotely, include that on your resume. If you don't, think about how you can highlight examples of how you have the skills needed for remote work. Show more than you tell. Give concrete examples of experiences where you've relied upon and used skills like self-motivation, self-accountability, discipline, organization, and the ability to collaborate while not meeting in person. Once you have your resume, portfolio, and/or website up to date, you can start searching for remote work using various online tools. In addition to general online job boards, search engines like Jobs on Google Search, Upwork, We Work Remotely, Growth Hub, and Working Nomads allow you to specify which searching that you are looking to find remote work in particular. On Jobs on Google Search, you can search using the phrase work from home to find remote opportunities. While searching, you can also select location and filter the results down to work from home. Think about the list you made of work and industries you'd be most interested in and skills you have. Search for jobs using keywords related to what's on your list. Remember, some jobs might use different terms to mean the same thing. Do this now. Just like you'd make a shopping list if you're going to the grocery store, let's make a to-do list of what you still need to plan before you look for remote work. If you're participating in this course, go to the next section to access your self-assessment. Key takeaways. 1. A plan for working remotely can help you convince your current employer that it's a viable option, or help you market yourself, your experience, and your skills to potential employers. 2. If you work with a team, discuss how you envision your remote work arrangement, plus any insights, concerns, and ideas they have on how to make it work. 3. As you update your resume while looking for remote work, highlight the skills and experience you have that make you a good candidate for remote work.